This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad.
Effective 4 p.m. today, we're telling Nova Scotians, stay out of the woods. We are restricting travel and activities that really aren't necessary for most of us. Hiking, camping, fishing, and the use of vehicles in the woods are not permitted. Trail systems through woods are off limits. Camping is allowed, but only in official campgrounds. The fine for violating any of these bans is the same as the fine for the ban on burning, $25,000.
With drought conditions affecting most of Nova Scotia, Premier Tim Houston announced Tuesday that the province is banning all activities in the woods and on trails with few exceptions.
We're hearing from rural fire departments that are worried about low water levels in the ponds and lakes that that they use, and really about their overall ability to respond to emergencies. As tinder dry conditions continue to persist from one end of the province to the other, the risk of wildfires increases, and the risk is very, very high right now.
Nova Scotia implemented a province-wide ban on open fires on July 30th. Hot, dry conditions are expected to last in the province for at least 2 weeks.
I know it's inconvenient. I know it's the height of summer vacation and people want to do all the activities that we so much enjoy in our great outdoors, but we have to stay out of the woods. It's a small price to pay right now to avoid the kind of devastation that we saw from the wildfires in 2023.
Commercial activities in the woods will also be restricted. Forestry, mining, and any other work must be approved by a local Department of Natural Resources office. Beaches and parks are still open, but any fires are banned. Houston said the move was made based on advice from natural resources officials. Minister Tory Rushton said Nova Scotia has already had about 100 wildfires so far this year. He said they were extinguished quickly, but the kind of blaze that officials have battled is different.
And the fires we're seeing right now are burning deeper into the root system and going deep underground. And that kind of fire takes a long time to put out, which is exhausting our resources. Only a significant amount of rain will change these conditions for Nova Scotia.
Dave White is the president of the Queens County ATV Association. He told QCCR on Tuesday that he agrees with the province's decision.
The Premier and Minister Rushton are absolutely making the right call. That as much as I want everybody to have recreational opportunities, now is not the time.
His group and the Queens Rails to Trails Association have posted on their Facebook pages that all trails are closed. They're also waiting to consult with municipal officials to find out the status of the Trestle Trail in Liverpool, which some ATV riders use to get to the grocery store.
It's important to us that people follow this and just know that, you know, our opportunity to use our trails will come again.
White pointed out that Queens County still has many options for exercise, including beaches, parks, the walking track at Queens Place AmeriCenter, and the new all-weather outdoor track at Liverpool Regional High School. Thousands of hectares and many homes were destroyed, and thousands of people evacuated in wildfires in May and June 2023 in Shelburne County and Tantallon. The restrictions announced last week and Tuesday will stay in place until October 15th or until conditions improve. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.